Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Ella ya nació amistosa, cuando la forjó una mano, que solo buscaba airosa, un poco de bosque sano. Amistosa cuando la forjó una mano que solo buscaba airosa un poco de bosque sano. El hacha cortó temprano la leña que nutre el fuego donde se doraba ciego el pan de todas las mesas y apostaba la certeza del hambre saciada luego. Con el paso de unos largos siglos de rasgo muy duro, el hacha extendió su apuro a las selvas en letargo, y allí comenzó el amargo tiempo en que el bosque entreabierto abrió la puerta al desierto, y el desierto a la sequía, y la sequía a los días de chubascos tan inciertos. Violenta y ya no midió el hachazo, cortó de manera cruenta, dejando los bosques rasos. Cayó el árbol a su paso, muerto de mala fortuna, sin utilidad ninguna. El bosque entró en cautiverio, pareciendo un cementerio calcinado por la luna.
Precede al hombre, pero lo sigue el desierto.
intenta, no perderás.
El bosque precede al hombre, pero lo sigue el desierto.
This is the corner of the folky corner of the show, and well, one of the points, the main points this week was that the United States still threatening to invade and take over, you know, the Venezuela, you know, and we all know what the whole purpose of the intervention is, yeah. So many people, even English politicians, have explained the situation why the United States is so interested in the resources of Venezuela. The United States was 6 years, only 6 years, to run out of the other oil, yeah. So therefore, they're looking for the next available resource, you know, to actually carry on with their consuming of the oil, you know. The reason is that is the reason why they want to go into Venezuela. Now, Nigeria, they found out oil, they found out some diamonds and some precious stones. And Nigeria, they got their own situation, their own thing in internal going on, whatever situation they've got, they should just be left alone to sort it out themselves, you know, but no intervention from the United States. The United States, they're offering and always volunteering to go into any conflict, you know, that's happening internally in countries, you know, around the world. So, yeah, now they come up with the idea where the Muslims are, Muslim terrorist organization in Nigeria. So we need to go there and establish our democracy. Come on, everyone in the world, please, 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 please. We all know what the whole thing is about. Excuses. They make war, they organize wars, they make countries fight each other, and they get the you know, the earnings, you know, the profits out of the wars. And please, people of the world, wake up, you know. They got their own issues at home, you know, in the United States. You know, you got the Pennsylvania, Kensington Avenue. Have you seen that program? Watch on TV and YouTube, Philadelphia, Kensington Avenue, and then you got in Miami, Skid Row, you got in California, Los Angeles, you got everywhere in the United States. There's a town, well, obviously, it's not a town yet, but it should turn out to be like a town of tents, people living in tents. Still people who worked cannot afford to buy their own property, their own home, their own apartment, okay? I was watching a documentary the other day, and they were showing all these people who live in the streets, and also some people who are actually working, but they can't afford to buy an apartment or a house. So they live in a car park, open car park. They live in vans, they live in cars, they live, you know, they just live there. That's their habitat, you know? And the government, all the councils or whoever's in charge of these cities, instead of helping them to find ways of buying a property, living in a home or something, you know what they do? They installed toilets and washing sections, you know, in the car park so people can have a wash and wash their clothes and you know, they go to the toilet in the car park. My God, you know, is that the money where is the money? Where is the money? But the money is going to the Zionists in Israel, the fascists, you know, somewhere else in Ukraine, you know, to Zelensky, they're funding wars that they created themselves, because they know that eventually they will take over and they will get their money refunded. right. So, yes, my friends, this is the situation right now. And since the ceasefire, you know, about 200 something people have been killed in the Gaza Strip. So what was he talking about? And people will say, oh, he should have had the Nobel Peace Prize. For what? What's he done? He just messed the whole bloody country up. And it's messing up the world as well. And if they don't stop this fella, it's going to end up with the World War III. You know, and now Russia, Iran, and North Korea, you know, Yemen, Afghanistan, all these countries there, they are linking strength and forces with Venezuela. They say, no, they cannot touch Venezuela. Venezuela is one of the richest countries in the world in oil and in other resources that they have. But what's going on there? Oh, yeah, they've got unemployment, poverty, shortage of food, shortage of water. There's no such thing. This, that exists, okay? Don't get me wrong, exists. And you know why that exists? Like in Cuba, the blockade. They're blocking Venezuela now. That's they've been doing with Cuba more than 70 years or so, you know? Now Venezuela, right? And now they're threatening to invade Venezuela. So why don't they invade countries like, for example, you know, they don't like the Russians. Why don't you invade the Russians? They've got oil. They've got lots of oil. Exactly. You know, they always fight and create wars against defenseless countries. Countries that cannot, obviously, they cannot cope with that. That is the reason why Venezuela now has been offered to them the help of Iran, Russia, North Korea, China. So be careful out there, you know, you know. And those people who, Venezuelan people who go around the world saying that we need an intervention by the Americans, you know, military intervention in Venezuela, they're not Venezuelans. Those people who are asking, requesting a military intervention in Venezuela, they're not Venezuelans. They cannot be Venezuelan. You cannot betray your people like that. You cannot do that to your people. Do you realize, people, how countries are left behind after the North Americans have been there with their democracy? Have you seen them? If you want your country, so beautiful country, Venezuela is a beautiful country, one of the most beautiful countries in South America, you know, but you don't want it destroyed. You don't want your resources being taken away and robbed of them, you know? Of course you don't want that, right? If you wanna change, you know, get back in there, you know, and start giving changes and petitions and, you know, do the civil thing, you know, not just the wild thing. You know, the Americans are always expecting somebody to be in trouble so they can also say, oh, yeah, we can go and help you out, guys, you know. But it's not just a help, you know, like, as a friend, mate, you know what I mean, my mate. No. They want something back. Obviously, they always want something back. So please, people, support Venezuela this time, because they need our support. They need the support of the whole world. You know, they're being threatened, you know, by war and attacks, you know, and invasion, you know, and that is not right. Not right in the 21st century, you know, and we another year, you know, this is 2025, my brothers and sisters, 2025, and people are still killing each other, you know, and big countries killing little countries, you know, citizens of the world. Israel doing that to Gaza Strip, you know, Palestine. How can that exist on today's world, you know, on today's world? I thought we were cleverer, you know, than have wars and destructions and brutality. You know, you've seen the documentaries, you've seen all these things that are going on in the Gaza Strip. And they're supported, you know, by the big countries, you know, like, and there's 100 and something countries, you know, who already have sided with Palestine. They're saying that, you know, Palestine is a genocide, it's not right, it's not fair on the children, killing the children, you know, that's the main thing, you know, killing the children. So what they want to do, is they want to destroy that culture, destroy that race, destroy the future of Palestine. And that the idea was, you know, that even Donald Trump said, oh, we're going to build beautiful hotels with a beautiful holiday resort, with beautiful this, the most beautiful tourism industry we're going to build on there. So they already know what they want to do. They already know what they want to do. They might not have a gold, the diamonds, and oil, and maybe they have. And they know, maybe the invaders know that these people have that kind of resources, you know. And probably that's why they want to get their hands on. Apart from also having an interest in the country itself to build their beautiful hotels, their beautiful holiday resorts. You know what I mean? People, wake up, you know. I sometimes, you know, write things on Facebook, you know, and I criticize the Zionist regime, you know, what they're doing and everything. And I get replies back, you know, really nasty ones, you know, that, oh, yeah, the Arabs, you know, they're all terrorists and all, blah, blah, blah. Now, look in history. Who's the biggest terrorist on the planet, right? Have a look at that. Google it, as you nowadays people... When they want to know something, they Google it. Google is not that exact, you know, spot on. But there's a library, there's books, there's, you know, the history of the world. Learn it before you give your opinion on Facebook. And when I get a really nasty reply, you know, like, oh, you're anti-Semitist. And I say, I never said anything about Semitism or... I'm talking about Zionism. I never even mentioned Semitism. I mentioned Zionism because that is the cancer that is killing the people in Gaza. And if it spreads, it's going to be like a major, major plague. You know, it's like a plague, like a, you know, infectious world. And oh, my God, I don't want to think about it, you know. I'm quite old, you know, and I think I'm going to live a few years, hopefully, you know. Touch wood. the day the Zionism is defeated is the day I'm going to die and rest really in peace. The day Zionism is eliminated of this planet, you know, I will die happily and rest in peace in this world. If that doesn't happen and I die, I will die in pain. I will die... With the guilt, you know, that I could not do anymore for Palestine. I support the Palestinian. I donate to Palestinian. I help people from Palestine. I speak out on, you know, to help Palestine, support Palestine. But I don't think it's enough. I think the whole world should unite and say, right, enough is enough. You know, we cannot allow this, you know, blah, blah, blah. And let's do it, you know. Let's turn our backs on the homicidal regimes, you know, of the world. Anyway, my friends, I could go on all day, and I'm sure some people out there are thinking, somebody probably writing a message saying, I hope Mauro shut the f up and play some more music. Okay, here we go. More music for you guys on 93.2 FM Sheffield Live, Latino Dimes with you every Monday from 5 till 7. And if you want to get in touch with me, the telephone number is 079-44-031-894. Text me, please. Don't call me right now. You can call me in the week, you know, but when I'm doing the show, please, I want just text us, yeah? Thank you very much, brothers and sisters. And let's carry on with the music.
El tiempo de la vida se me está yendo, y el que limita el tiempo se está riendo de no ganar hermanos para el nacimiento, para el nacimiento. hasta el nacimiento. Canta, canta, gorrión de la mañana. Canta, 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 gorrión de amor. Que cuando pase esta noche encontrarás tu nido lleno de sol. Que cuando pase esta noche encontrarás tu nido lleno de sol. El altar de la sangre se está viviendo. El Salvador hermano se está tiñendo. Romero florecido lo va diciendo. Lo va diciendo, lo va diciendo. Canta, canta, gorrión de la mañana. Canta, 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 gorrión de amor. Que cuando pase esta noche encontrarás tu nido lleno de sol. Que cuando pase esta noche encontrarás tu nido lleno de sol. Voy a salir a sonreírle a la guerra y sus fusiles. Voy a echar un poco de tierra y una raíz de esperanza al hoyito del cañón, al hoyito del cañón.
Déjale.
Canta, canta, gorrión de la mañana. Canta, 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 gorrión de amor. Que cuando pase esta noche encontrarás tu nido lleno de sol. Que cuando pase esta noche encontrarás tu nido lleno de sol. Lleno de sol. Lleno de sol.
A cabecear por la última telenovela, quisiera sacarte a caminar en un largo tour. A esta hora, justamente a esta hora, en que necesitas despertar, alejando de tu vida la mentira, quisiera sacarte a caminar en un largo tour por Pudahuel. A esta hora en que empiezas a sentir que nada pasa y todo pasa,
esperanza. Quisiera sacarte a caminar en un largo tour. A esta hora, justamente a esta hora, en que empiezas a mirar 60 mentiras por minuto. Quisiera sacarte a caminar en un largo tour por Pudahuel.
Que quiero contarte, hay tanto que quiero saber de ti, ya podemos empezar poco a poco, cuéntame qué te trae por aquí, no te asustes de decirme la verdad, eso nunca puede estar así tan mal, yo también tengo secretos para darte, y que sepas que ya no me sirven más. Hay tantos caminos por andar. Dime si tú quisieras andar con. Incluso darnos para siempre un siempre no. Pero ahora, frente a frente, aquí sentados, festejemos que la vida nos cruzó. Hay tantos caminos por andar. Dime si tú quisieras andar conmigo. Oh, oh, oh. Cuéntame si quisieras andar.
Gente que le gustan las migajas, yo por eso me... me quejo y me quejo, porque aquí es donde vivo y yo ya no soy un pendejo que no guachas los puestos del gobierno. Hay personas que se están enriqueciendo,
gente que vive en la pobreza. Nadie hace nada porque nadie le interesa. La gente de arriba te detesta. Hay más gente que quiere que caigan sus cabezas. Si le das más poder al poder, más duro te van a venir a coger.
Porque fuimos potencia mundial, somos pobres, nos manejan mal.
Dame, 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 dame todo el power para que te demos en la madre.
¿Cómo le vamos a hacer?
Si nos pintan como unos huevones, ¡no lo somos!
¡Viva México, cabrones!
Que se sienta el power mexicano, que se sienta todos juntos como hermanos, porque somos más, jalamos más parejo. ¿Por qué estar siguiendo a una bola de pendejos que nos llevan por donde les conviene? Y es nuestro sudor lo que los mantiene comiendo pan caliente. Nuestra gente.
Dame, 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 dame todo el power para que te demos en la madre. Gimme, 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 gimme todo el poder so I can come around to joder. Dame, 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 dame todo el power para que te demos en la madre. Gimme, 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 gimme todo el poder so I can come around to joder. Dame, 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 dame todo.
Thank you.
dos cuernos. ¿Por qué no te largas? Te vas al infierno y le comentas a Satanás que vienes de parte del Guidos, que no quiero verte jamás. ¿Y si te pasa? ¿Y si te pasa? ¿Por qué no te pasas a mejor vida? ¿Y si te infectas del virus del SIDA? Y así me dejas de molestar. ¿Y si te pasa el reventarte? ¿Por qué no mejor te revientas la madre? ¿Por qué no mejor te revientas la madre? ¿Por qué no mejor te revientas la madre? ¿Por qué no mejor te revientas la madre?
Sentí esa mujer, eres tú, esa mujer que sin saber si la quería, si mis besos eran sueños o fantasía. Me dio la vida y el amor cada vez que me veía. Esa mujer, eres tú. En esa mujer tu nombre y tu cara, tan solo la mujer que entendió los caprichos de mi vivir. Esa mujer, no puede ser otra que tú, mi amor. Esa mujer que sin saber si la quería, si mis besos eran sueños o fantasía, me dio la vida y el amor cada vez que me veía. Esa mujer, eres eres tú, eres tú, eres tú. Tienes esa mujer en tu nombre y tu cara. Tan solo la mujer que entendió los caprichos de mi vivir. Esa mujer, no puede ser otra que tú, mi amor.
Hey, ay, ay, that was a bit of a blast from the past. Chile, by the way, yeah, yeah. This is the music that we used to, you know, make the girls fall in love. Apart from the perfumes and all the stuff, everything else that we used to wear. Anyway, this music is, brings me back memories. And I'm sure that whoever's listening to the show and is from Latin America will remember this music. Very romantic and still going on, actually, you know, because the romanticism will never die in Latin America. You see movies about the narcos, about killing, revolution, blah, blah. But the continent is a continent of poets, musicians, you know. And I'll tell you that lots of the music that you listen to on my show, you hear on my show, is from, obviously, from Latin America. It's called Latino Dimes, so therefore it's from there. A few songs, you know, a few bits of Italian, Spanish, Portuguese, you know, but mainly Latin America, because this is the program that I set up to do. To show you the different styles, different rhythms and vibes, you know, from Latin America. Because I remember that many years ago, before I even started doing this show, which is about 24 years ago, every time I say I'm from Latin America, people say, "Oh, salsa, salsa, salsa." It's the same as when I used to say, "Oh, whereabouts in Latin America? I'm from Chile." "Oh, Chile, whoa, is it Chile there?" Yeah. At the beginning, I used to think, "Oh my God, what was going on here? You know, don't they know?" Anyway, eventually I just thought, well, I'll have a laugh. And that's how I practice my English, you know, trying to explain people where the Chile was, what the music was all about, what football was all about, what countries had a, I don't know, better football teams, maybe, I don't know, wine, vegetables, you know, we're talking about in general. And that's how I practice and learn English, you know. Probably some of you will out there will say, "Oh, you still don't speak English." Oh, maybe I don't, maybe I do. Who cares, man? For as long as people understand what I'm saying, when I go to the shop and I buy something, you know, and I want them to understand what I want to buy, you know. God, I don't know where I'm going on about this stuff. Let's play some more music, man.
Babalu, Babalu, Babalu anye, Babalu anye. Y está empezando lo velorio. Hacemos a Babalú. Tráeme 17 velas, ja, 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 pa' ponerla en cruz. Y dame un cabo de tabaco, mayenye, y un jarrito de aguardiente. Y dame un poco de dinero, mayenye, pa' que no dé la suerte. Yo medir a Babalú, una negra, una bembona como tú, que no tenga otra negra pa' que no se fuera.
Say greetings to the Pinnock and Holguín family. Happy birthday to Mimosa and Emily. Sorry, Mimosa, Emily, Jay, and Anana. Lots of greetings to Scotland, Norwich, and Birmingham. And Wendy from Wanley, Birmingham. Hello there. And Marcela Bastias from Scotland. Oh, guys, thank you very much for your attention to the program. And I hope that you're going to join me again next week. Next week, next Monday from 5 till 7. I wanna go back to the past again, you know, to a little bit of blast from the past, you know, with this song. And then I will say the usual goodbyes, you know, at the end of this song. Here we go, man. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live, Latino Dance with you until 7 o'clock. Let's go, man.
Quisiera retener el sabor de tu amor y guardar en mi alma el fresco. Acostumbrarme a no verte, a ser frío como tú, dejando a un lado a la gente. Si te hubiera conocido ayer en vez de hoy, o mejor unos años atrás, tu mundo sería mi mundo y no te habría dejado marchar. Algo más que una aventura yo contigo busqué. De mi nube bajé y mi tiempo corre veloz, y un vacío siento entre pecho y espalda, calor y frío en la mente, y de vez en cuando no siento nada. Algo más
yo quería encontrarte, porque tengo ganas de amarte. Fue una vez, te entregaste a mí, fue tan lindo aquello que aún lo recuerdo. Quiero sentir tu cuerpo, darte muchos besos.
Friends, time to go now. The time is nearly coming up to nearly the time to finish. Yay, yay. Okay, amigos, thank you very much for all the texts that I received. And Eddie, you've been in touch with me for a long, kind of few programs, you know. Now you lost the link, man. I sent you the link twice. Messenger, WhatsApp. Just message, you know, and so on. Anyway, amigo, I hope that you get it next time, and you can go to www.sheffieldlive.org, and you can find schedules Monday from 5 to 7 Latino times, okay? So, yeah, pity that if you miss the show, sorry about that, but let's see each other, or let's hear each other, or let's communicate with each other next Monday, man. Okay, take care, brother. And everyone else who's been listening to the show, to all these people in the around the world, actually, to the family, Pinoc and Olguin, happy birthday to Mimosa, Emily, AJ, and Anana. Yeah. Greetings to Scotland, Norwich, and Birmingham, and Wendy from Wembley in Birmingham, Marcela Bastias from Scotland. Okay, guys, I hope that you enjoyed the show. I'm sorry about the music. At the beginning, it was kind of like scratched CDs, but never mind. Never mind. We've done it. We've done the show. And, sorry, this happened today because, as I explained before, I was in a bit of a rush. You know, I had a lot of issues to do with my gas meter, man. Okay. Anyway, next Monday I'll tell you about the gas meter. Don't. Forget it, man. Anyway, here we go with some more music for you guys to end the show with. Thank you very much. And the message again, love one another and free Palestine.
¿Sabe? Con el tigueraje trago la bulla dura, dura. Cuidado cuando guaye, mami, que esta vaina puya. Muévelo un poquito más, mami, sin broma. A ti no me gusta jugar sin goma. Con ganas volteate, dame ese meneíto de fama. Muévete chillando la goma en la pista, no frena. Semilla por hora, mueve la morena.
Arranca, muévete.
Un poquito para acá
con el tigueraje.
Con el tigueraje vamos a chillar.
Chillando
que suene la cosa, que brilla la cosa.
Así que me gusta, a mí que me gusta.
Chilla a mí,
hey, oh, que soy yo,
chillando.
hágame una ronda, que traigo la botella.
Dame una vuelta, mami, escóndeme la botella. Dale pa' abajo, negra, porque así que me gusta, a mí que me gusta. Dame una vuelta, mami, escóndeme la botella. Dale pa' abajo, negra, porque así que me gusta.
Mamita, quiero